Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, what's up, dude? How did you like your intro music?
I think
music?
After that musical interlude, guys, I think it's 2 points and we got no problem here tonight. I'm good to go after that.
What's up, Jay? That's what I like to hear. Take us through the machinations tonight. If the Caps win, it's over. They're playing the Rangers, whatever, Friday or Sunday, whenever that would be. What else can happen?
A million things, I guess, but I think obviously that's the easiest one. You have scenarios that if the Capitals do not win here tonight, it gets into a level of murkiness I can't even begin to describe. But the worst case would be Detroit would win tonight and the Caps lose, and Detroit would get in. If Detroit lost, then you've got Pittsburgh, who plays tomorrow and not tonight, that would have a chance to get in. And then the Flyers, this is the crazy one, guys. So let's say the game's tied. Let's say that you've got Detroit losing out of town. The Flyers are going to know what's going on. The only way the Flyers can get in is for everyone else to lose, and they have to win in regulation. So you could get to a point tonight where the Caps and the Flyers are tied, say 2-2, and there's 2 minutes to go. The Flyers would almost certainly have to pull the goalie in a tie game to try and win in regulation, because that's the only way they can get in, and it makes it possible the Caps could go to the playoffs by scoring an empty net game-winning goal.
Wow.
So that's about the craziest thing I think I've ever heard, but that is something that could happen tonight. But the Caps could make it a whole lot easier on all of us if they just go out and win a nice, tidy 4-1 game, get 3 in the first period, and call it a day.
What type of game do you think you need to see tonight for them to get that victory?
Well, it's a back half of a 2-2, so you drained a little bit out of the tank last night, but there were some good things last night that I thought will help the cause tonight. They didn't really have to stress the D-men as much as I thought they might have. They only gave up 16 shots, and the minutes weren't crazy. I mean, Carlson's was through the roof, but everybody else was kind of in line with what you thought they were going to do last night. Charlie Lindgren, most importantly, didn't see a lot last night. He was a relatively light night for him, one of the lightest of his season. There is no doubt in my mind he is getting the start in the back-to-back here tonight. And then in terms of offense, you need to do what they did last night against Boston, which was get in on a forecheck and make the Flyers turn over the puck in their own zone. And I think that's something the Flyers have struggled for about a month and a half. They can make the playoffs still, because this race has been pretty glacial to its finish here. All four teams involved have had their struggles at one time or another. But if they're able to get that first goal, we've seen it so many times down the stretch that when they're playing in front, the defense settles in and they make it really tough for the other team to get any traction. So I think if they're able to do that against a Philly team, that's certainly going to be motivated at the beginning of the game. They know they're not dead yet, but they will certainly give themselves a much better chance if they can come up with that first goal.
Talking with John Walton here on the BetQL guest line. Of course, you can listen to John and all the Caps coverage tonight right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can follow John at John Walton PXP. So we talked to Joe B last week before they went to Buffalo, and I was nervous about that Buffalo game because they were coming off the big win in Detroit. They got the big win last night. Certainly some young guys have really started to emerge for Washington, but they've got some older players. What part of the back-to-back gives you pause this evening?
I think that exactly that. This is still an older team. This is, you know, for a guy like Alex Ovechkin, you know, you're 38 and you got to dial it back up. And in normal situations, the 2-2s can be a little dicey, especially when you get later in the year. But I really feel in a game like this, you have so much emotion. I mean, we came up on the train last night right after the game, got settled in late, but not overly so. It's a day of rest here pretty much, you know, get a meal, get something to eat. But mostly it's just adrenaline. Like at this point, they have put themselves in this position by beating really good Tampa Bay team, by beating a Boston team that's probably going to win their Atlantic Division title tonight. And Philly is not that, but they're still obviously a motivated team. You're going on adrenaline. You're going on emotion. And Charlie Lindgren has been the spirit animal of this entire run. He is going to get the start. And as soon as he goes in and makes a couple of big saves, we've seen this team rise to the occasion. So I really think that as long as they get off to a good start, they don't make any unforced errors or mistakes. They made virtually none last night. There's no such thing as a mistake-free hockey game, but I thought they were pretty close to that last night. It's going to take that same kind of effort and resolve, especially in the first 20 minutes. I think that if you were facing a team, and I think Joe would probably have said the same, Buffalo is a fast-skating team. The Capitals don't always respond well to games and teams that have a lot of team speed. They're not that quick a team, but this is going to be the third straight game where they're facing a team where they don't have a ton of speed. They're a good team. They've got skill. They got guys who can score, but this is not as fast team like a Buffalo is, or like Toronto, which the Caps have really struggled with this year. It's not that kind of team. So I think, you know, just sticking to the game plan and what they've been able to do here, I think they're going to be okay.
It's going to be fascinating. What is you talked about Lindgren there, and you've been doing this a long time. You've been in the hockey world a long time. Is there any sort of like comparable story to Charlie, who was signed to be the backup and really kind of an afterthought and just emerged as
the guy
and perhaps the most important player on this team?
I think in the course of the game there is. It's unusual, to say the least. I mean, he's 30. He has been with a number of organizations. And the last one, I wonder what the St. Louis Blues are thinking right about now, because they had a pretty good glut of goalies. They've got a pretty good one in Jordan Binnington. But they had a couple of up-and-coming prospects, and they had to decide on Charlie Lindgren. Were they going to sign him, or were they going to just let him go? They let him go. I mean, he was an unrestricted free agent. And anybody could have signed him, and the Capitals, to their credit, went out and identified him, even though he didn't have a ton of NHL games at the time, as saying, look, this guy has what it takes to be able to step in if he's not playing for a couple of weeks, and he's shown a pretty good track record of being able to make saves. And it's amazing to me that it's like, okay, like last year, he came in and did a really nice job, and he showed. Darcy Kuemper got hurt in December last year, and Charlie played pretty much the entire month. And you're like, wow, you know, he really has something going here. It's like, Darcy's the number one, but, you know, it's nice to know that you got a guy that can come in and do it. What's amazing is he's played the most games of any goalie in the NHL since the middle of January. He's won more games than anyone in the NHL since March 7th. And he has only not played in three games in the last 28.
And he's tied for shutouts, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's right. And he's got his six shutouts, which is tied for the most in the league. So to be able to do all of those things in a relatively short amount of time, that's an incredibly tough workload. And he shouldered it very, very well. I think all of us, you know, the glass half empty is, you know, what do you have left when you've played that much? Because that's a 65-70 game pace if you do it through the whole season. No one does that in the NHL anymore. You max out at about 55 because you want your guy to be ready for the playoffs. But he has shouldered it so well. The Capitals have needed him because the Caps don't score a lot of goals, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And he's been able to win 3-2, 2-1 games all the way through to get the Caps into this position here tonight.
I understand if you don't do this, being in the play-by-play business, but do you have a prediction for tonight?
I really feel like it's going to be a close game. I'd hate to go too much further than that, but I think the Flyers are going to have a lot of fight. I think the Caps find a way, and I think it's going to be a fun train ride home from 30th Street, Philadelphia tonight.
There you go.
Let's hope so, man. You know, when did they score that goal last night when Carly got it in? It was first period. It was pretty early, right?
It was, and
like six, 7 minutes in?
Yeah, so from 12 minutes in, they end up with 1-0 all the way through. And then one of my favorite words I got to work in last night when Marchand turned the puck over and Dowd put it into the empty net to finish. Choking on a hairball is one of my favorites. So and Marchand did that. So very happy about that. Got to work that in at the end, and that's how they finished it off.
I love it. I think to your earlier point, John, if they can get on the board early tonight, be up 1-0 10 minutes into the game, will go a long way towards kind of locking this up.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they just need to do exactly what they did last night. You get that goal in the first period and settle in. Yeah, that's it. I mean, just settle in and just kind of go with it from there. And I think if you're able to do that, I mean, they've got some guys that can score on the other side, but this is an orange and black team here in Philly that has not played well down the stretch, and you just got to give them a reason. You know, you get a goal or two and you get frustrated by Charlie and they can start to see it slip away.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.